Greetings from Podcastville. It's Monday, April what, 13th?
Yeah.
April 13th. It's a beautiful motherfucking day to be alive. For starters, the church is brought to you by my bookie. Listen, you got another week at the house. You got another two, three, four fucking weeks. Everything's canceled. But guess what, bitch? They couldn't build the Fight Island fast enough. They got like 20 Mexicans headed to an island to build the Fight Island. People are losing their fucking minds. But right now, we're talking about right now. There ain't no unemployment. You still didn't get your little fucking triad check, whatever the fuck you were going to get. And there's only one place to make money. You ready? MyBookie.ag/Joey. That's how you can still get into the action right now. You're going to be supporting the church and also getting in some of the only, listen, you ready for this one? Only action available right now. Listen, I know you miss basketball. I miss basketball too. But guess what? This week they got the Horse Challenge, which stars Chris Paul from Oklahoma and Trae Young from Atlanta. The championship is on Thursday the 16th. Check it out on ESPN and go to mybookie.ag to play. Who takes care of you like me? Nobody. Head over to mybookie.ag. They're going to give you 50% of your initial deposit. Are you fucking nuts or what? You put in $150, they give you $75. You put $1,000, they give you a nickel. That means if you deposit $1,000, again, they give you a nickel. Just like I said, more money in your fucking pocket. You could play. You could fucking get a G-Bo, a fucking tutsurutz. You could snort and watch the fucking thing. But before anything, you got to punch in mybookie.ag/Joey and get ready to make some fucking gaitas. Who's better than you? Everybody else is scratching, fucking trying to breathe, and here you are winning money. Fuck them. Anyway, the church is also brought to you by stamps.com. Everyone is avoiding crowds right now. You, me, everybody. But if you need to go to the post office, what are you going to do? You might be running a small business, trying to ship a product or send invoices. But anything you do at the post office, you can do with Stamps.com. I got big news for you people. Stamps.com is now working with UPS.
Nice.
Get more delivery options and all the great discounts on postage that you used to be able to with Stamps.com and UPS. My wife fucking sends sweatshirts, the whole thing. If it wasn't for Stamps.com, she'd be done. Why stand on a fucking line? What are you, another commie? Knock it off. Right now, they got a special offer for the church family. You ready? Grab a pen. You're going to get a four-week trial plus a free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments, no contracts. It's easy. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone on the top of the homepage, and press in church. Do me that favor. C-H-U-R-C-H. That's stamps.com, press in church. Stay safe, my friends. Kick this motherfucking muley.
Oh, shit.
It all starts fucking today, right?
No more fucking excuses. This is the year of the fucking soldier. We're going in like fucking Marines. You understand me?
Welcome to church, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. It's Monday morning. Easter stuff dick. But today's Monday, you bad motherfuckers. A beautiful day to be alive. I got my beautiful cousin, sister, my goomba, fucking Eleanor to come in.
Yeah, Easter Monday.
For a couple
Monday.
Of minutes. We don't have to do no fucking Zoom, boom, or loom. That's what I need is fucking Zoom in my life.
If I was going to risk anything for anybody, it'd be you, Joe Diaz.
What the fuck? You've been in quarantine? You've been home?
I've been in quarantine. I've been hiding home? Out. It locked
and
me in.
And you live by yourself, right?
Yeah. All by myself. It's exciting.
When was the last time you did stand-up?
I did in my mirror a couple days ago.
I bombed hard, so I was like... You know, when all this started, remember all of us were like, oh, there's nothing. We're going to all go to fucking
IG, stand-up live,
and do comedy. And one night you get up and you're like, this ain't going to work.
You didn't try it, no.
No, I saw John Oliver. I was ready to try it.
John Oliver did great on his show for considering.
First week, it was so bad. And I'm like, if John Oliver bombed, I'm going to die a slow death.
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to try this shit. Listen, I didn't do it. Fuck it. I'm not doing it.
People keep texting me or not texting, but hit me up on like the social media platforms.
All
they're like,
long.
Will you do stand up in your living room? I'm like, bitch, I don't have a living room.
No.
I live in a studio.
No.
You want me to stand by my bed?
I don't
want to
do nothing.
And my couch?
I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to know nothing.
Sick.
Nobody's podcast. I don't want to do nothing.
I don't mind podcasts. I like that.
I got enough problems doing my own podcast and homeschooling.
Yeah.
You know,
oh yeah, you're homeschooling.
All of a sudden, I'm
vice principal
in fucking school now. All of a sudden,
well, imagine Joe Diaz is your teacher.
Can you imagine
get
this
the fuck
shit
out of here?
And I gotta go in there and make sure everything's all right, hunky doodle. You know, I showed how to play dice. I do the whole fucking thing.
Oh, you're good. Yeah.
No, I do the math. I try to make the math different. There's a different approach to math. There's math for fucking idiots. The math they teach you.
Yeah. You know? They have
like,
a whole new
how many
math
times have
yeah
you? How many times have you used calculus since you graduated high school?
You had what calculus?
What about that fucking thing that you put the needle in and spin it around?
Remember protractor
that?
The
protractor,
yeah,
that's it. Fuck,
do
you see
those
my brain go blank?
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
oh,
I mean, so we don't need that.
I use it to poke a ball
geters
sack.
That's all you need to know. How to count geters and count geters on the move.
I love geters.
Give me fucking five times on the Jets, five times on the Knicks, and a five-time parlay. You got to have that figured out all in your fucking top of your head.
That's amazing.
Right off the bat. $5 to win, $6 to lose.
Fuck yeah.
Five-time parlay. What is it? 35 to lose, 70 to win. That's it. That's all. You know, you got to work like that. Math works quickly. So I'm trying to get her to do the math. And that's it. Just waiting out the storm. I'm not as depressed as most people.
Yeah, I go up and down.
I go up and down. I have my nights. I have like three good nights. And then one night I sit down and I go, what the fuck? I'm in communist Cuba.
I'm in what did they do in communist Cuba? They probably have better music.
Well, you could go out. You go to a park. You know, this is, I understand the ramifications of this. And I get it. I get all this shit. So,
Are you still going out and going to parks? They close most of them, right? Like, you can't,
It doesn't take a genius. The first time I went walking, I walked like for 2 days, and then I realized that I got motherfuckers behind me, and I got people in front of me.
Yeah, you're like...
And you're sucking in their exhaust. It doesn't take a genius to know that. And when there's 40 people there, I work off percentages. Percentages is what I work off.
Yeah.
The more people, the higher density you have. If you go fucking, again, what did I say, 6 feet?
Yeah.
I'm usually a 12-foot type of motherfucker. And it's really 27 because if I sneeze, that's how long it stays.
That's how you clear a room.
That's how you clear a room.
Oh, here we go. The spray. Oh, my God. All right, that's a lot. That's a lot. My eyes are going to bleed.
That's got fucking whatever in it, so it kills everything.
It's a sanitizer. Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I need that for the grocery store.
And then we got the Lysol, see?
If you go to the grocery store.
I got like 1,000 of these. These are tremendous.
What is that?
Mace.
Mace
for fucking social distancing.
Mace.
As social distancing. People come over, Joey, how are you? Ah, right in your eyeball. That's it. Go tell the hospital.
You tweeted something or put something up about people coming over to talk to your dog and shit.
No, people come over and they bring that stupid, ugly dog and they think that they're interesting. Like that you want to hear about their stupid dog.
Exactly.
And I get. We have needs.
You're not supposed to pet a dog right now. You're not supposed to do
we shit. We have needs
right
as human beings.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not mad at anybody. Nobody should take this wrong. I understand the needs.
Yeah.
From the psychological, the needs of the human being. We need contact. We need touch. We need love. We need water. We need a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're at a park, when you're at a supermarket, you know, I'm not worried about, I don't know, I'm not worried about me.
You're worried about the other people. Yeah.
The guy behind me that hasn't taken a shower.
Ew.
He does have a fucking cough. And he is coughing into his hand. He's touching shit. He's looking at calories and sodium. Because those are the jerk-offs that do that.
Yeah, yeah.
All those people, the jerk-offs that do that. Susan, next door to me, told me, third, fourth day of this, she went to 65 and over shopping. She goes, she never saw anything like that in her life. At Gelson's, if you go at 6 in the morning, it's for people over 65.
Right.
She said at 6 in the morning, she saw a lady tasting a soup. She had a mask on. She pulled up a mask, tasted the soup, and put it back into the soup and closed it.
Oh, no.
Like a salad dip that was on the
open.
So that's why that, you know, that's going to disappear from the world. Menchie's. All that stuff.
Menchie's, it has to.
All that stuff, that's all gone.
Because people are disgusting.
In the new world, this is all moving on. That's it. You're not going to go to Menchie's no more. Not that I'm mad. I love Menchie's yogurt.
Think in New York.
Anything that has things on the outside. But as human needs, if they put both of us on an island and tell us, don't talk to them. We had a war with them 2,000 years ago, whatever. But we have to walk outside the compound. Me from going to prison, I learned that. I learned that even people who are enemies, once there's a circle and people start walking, you get closer to each other. It's what we do.
Yeah.
It's what
just
we
start
do.
Start migrating toward.
It hasn't set into people. I was already all in it March 2nd.
Wow.
That's why I stopped going to the store on March 2nd.
I didn't know that.
That was the last time I went into the store because I could still see the hugs and people. Let me take a picture. And I'm like, did you not see the same news I saw today?
Yeah.
So right then and there, last time I went out was March 7th. And okay. After this, and you know, then you see what it attacks. It attacks this, and this. So I'm high fucking risk, so it's over.
Yeah. You're smart.
See you later. Bye. It's over.
I was out there till they said you can't go out no
the
more.
14th.
Yeah.
14th, yeah.
The 14th, and then I did the Laugh Factory was the only place open. The store closed because they were doing, this is itching my nose. They were doing just the original room, which is smaller, obviously. And, you know, because you can only have a certain amount of people out. And then Peter, who owns the store, he was like, nope, this is bad. We don't want the liability, which is kind of smart.
Yeah.
I know for a fact if his mother was still running it, she would still be fighting everyone to keep it open right now. That's just how she was. And but he was smart to do that because they are making money. And legally, if somebody gets sick there, they could get sued, God forbid. But the Laugh Factory, they're just that one room. And he was stayed open. He stayed open till, I think I did 3 extra shows for Jamie. He's doing right now live streaming comedy.
Yeah, I've seen it during the day.
So I did it one day. It felt good as a comic, like, to get that out. But, like, they clean everything. There's no more. It's the same as this, except for we were further apart. And it was me, Alonzo Bowden, and Bill Dawes. And I felt good. You could see people writing in, like, you know, asking questions. But I couldn't read it. It was too small. So I was just like, I'm just going to keep telling what my quarantine is like. And I wound up doing, like, 35 minutes.
Wow.
But I got it out. And I like that Jamie's doing it. Tiffany Haddish did it the other day. Like, it's just, it's different than standing in your living room and, like, you know, holding a microphone and being like, you're at a comedy club, you're on a stage, and it just, you're just telling what your shit is like, basically. It's keeping the Laugh Factory alive, I guess. Because they're small. They're not going to, it's going to be a tough survival.
I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not ready. Psychologically, I'm not ready at all. I'm ready to get up on a stage.
I really miss stand-up.
I miss the stage. And, like, I don't watch new shit. My whole world is still Hicks and Martin Lawrence.
I love that.
I watched a bunch of old deaf comedy jams. I found the one that I was looking for with D.L. Hughley hosting and getting a standing ovation.
Okay, that's the one that's a little later.
Oh, yeah. My God.
He's great.
Oh, my God. I watched that one, and I fucking, my head blew up because I wanted to go out.
Yeah. Like, that's the problem with watching stand-up.
It was like you're a kid. I was a kid, I would watch a basketball game from 1 to 4.
And you want
to
do it.
Because I was going to learn the moves.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to go to quarter 4 and do the moves that they did. So here you are. That's what I used to do, watch those old tapes.
Yeah.
I watched an old Hicks special from HBO the other night. that wasn't the best in the world, you know, looking at it now.
Hicks was wild. But, he was prolific. He was just,
No.
But he wasn't necessarily like your...
Right. He didn't need to hit
you. Rock'em, sock'em. Yeah. No.
He wanted to get something out and get it out a certain way. I watched...
He was really saying something.
I watched Andrew from Philly.
Oh, that's what made him famous.
That's what made him famous. Yeah. I watched that again. I've been watching...
I watched Joan Rivers a lot.
I wanted to watch the stuff that made me fall in love with comedy. Like, yeah. I'm falling in love with comedy gradual again. That little romance where we're on the phone, we're not fucking yet.
We're on the phone for like 20 hours. Your mom's yelling at you.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm going through right now. I'm going through that romance. You know, it's a different romance. I know I got another, it'll be another two, they're saying May 15th.
Shit.
I say June 1st. So. Yeah.
We're giving talking me another, anxiety. I can't even think about
we're
it.
We're talking about another 6 weeks before we could really, even if they do four, I'm still going to give it a week or two.
I'm giving it that night. You got kids. You got something to live for.
No, I'm good. What I want to do is I want to let people go out first.
Okay.
And do their thing, you know, and really let them, and then see how the store pans out, who comes back.
Yeah.
Who didn't move to Chicago.
Yeah. I'm a clean person, man. These people are crumbs. The crumbs got to go.
You got to remember that this is as devastating nationwide as an earthquake.
Of course.
People are going to rethink this.
Look at what we're doing. We're doing a podcast with masks on. You know how weird this is?
People are going to rethink their lives. They're going to rethink, is this what...
Is it worth going out? Is it worth... Yeah.
I asked a friend of mine about another friend of mine from here that was having a hard time. And I asked him, he goes, he's gone. He went back home.
Yeah.
Thank God, because he wouldn't have lasted these 2 months here. This is 2 months of hell.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that left.
A lot of people are not in town. A lot of people picked up and said, we'll come back when the party resumes.
Yeah, if the party resumes. Yeah. Hey, I'm close, man.
The party's going to resume.
Yeah.
But it's going to resume a different way.
Yeah.
That we've ever, and nobody knows how, so don't worry about it. Enjoy this time off. I know that a lot of people are struggling right now financially. I told you motherfuckers 3 weeks ago not to wait for a check.
Yeah.
I told you 3 weeks ago not to wait for a check. To get a mask, go to Ralph's, Pathmark, ShopRite, Shock and Fresh, Bordeaux's Bakery. All those places.
I love that you say Pathmark.
Yeah, all those places need help right now at night. All those places need help right now at night.
Yeah, my brother Johnny's doing it. He's a bartender, and he's doing it in Philadelphia.
I told a friend of mine, he goes, but don't we play 11 an hour? Well, it's more than the government's going to give you. By the time you get that check.
You're absolutely right.
Go to work. I'm telling you. I'm telling you from experience.
Go to work.
Go to work.
I might do it myself.
Don't wait for fucking this. I know a comic right now. A dear friend comic that has a night job.
And that's
they
fine.
They call me the other night. Yeah. He goes, I'm not going to do this. I'm not. He goes, I can't sit there at night thinking about this shit.
You'll go crazy.
He goes, I got myself a little night job. He goes, I'm not going to make a lot of money, but I'm doing it just, he goes, I
keep your mind busy.
The only thing I won't do is Uber. Like, I'll do Uber Eats. I don't mind dropping shit off to you, but... I can't do pickup people.
Well, is anyone even getting in an Uber now? I wouldn't get in an Uber now.
I don't know, like, but those are the ones dying first.
And that's something for, like, 'cause I know there's a lot of younger kids who listen to this, and we've talked about how, like, college is weird and stuff.
A lot of Uber,
but it's also, like, you have to pick your careers differently. I think a lot of careers are going to change.
Well, like, my brother's a bartender.
Yeah.
We work with live performance, so we need... audience. We need customers, if you will.
And so if I was a kid, I might be like, you know what, maybe I'll get into apps. I can do that from home if
anything happens. You get into what?
Building apps. Or just anything you can do from home now. I think it's going
to
explode.
I don't know how to do that. Build an app?
No, we can't do it. I'm saying kids going to college.
Oh, kids.
Yeah, it's too late for us.
I thought you meant us. I was like, build an app? I can't even do a Zoom podcast. I'm an idiot.
It's going to change. We don't know what it's going to do. I have no... You know, my dates were scattered anyway. I didn't really have a semester.
I had a
schedule.
Lot right now. I was going to...
The Soprano movie, it's going to get pushed back.
Orders.
But it doesn't take a genius.
How are they going to do it?
How are you going to put it on a movie September 25th? Everything's backed up already.
Unless you
nothing's really been released the last 3 weeks, right? They released Trolls. I watched Trolls the other night with Mercy.
They put Ozark out Friday a little earlier.
Yeah. But I'm talking about movies.
Movies,
all
yeah,
those
it's a big
movies
deal.
That were supposed to come out the next couple of weeks, they're not coming out. I think, didn't AMC close?
They're talking about it, yeah.
Yeah,
well, why can't they do it like streaming, like on TV? Well, where that's, you
what
pay?
They're gonna, that's what yeah. they're trying to figure out now. I mean, all these things, they cannot, no, everybody's sitting there.
It's like a hotel room tools, in theaters now.
Ready yeah. to go. Ready to go.
Right.
Ready to go. I saw something that was very smart. The place on Ventura Boulevard, they switched their restaurant around quickly so you get sushi at the window. Uh-huh. Like the fucking...
Yeah, a lot of people are doing
like
that.
Like that thing. So that's smart right now. If you're a restaurant owner, you really want to make money, switch to a window, put a glass on it with little holes, just like they do in New York.
Yep, quick.
Somebody can stick their hand in. Boom, boom. The only thing that goes in is your pad. For your thing, there's outside, there's a wiper mm-hmm. with thing for your glove to wipe the pad yep. after you yep. do it and start selling fucking burritos and tacos. That'll go for it.
Quick.
But what'll happen is you get the congregation of people.
That's they're waiting what, in line.
Yeah, the
yeah.
lines.
I've you seen see the lines.
Get the fuck out. You know, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's the problem you have. That today, supposedly, all the parks are closed.
Yeah.
Like today,
except
you can't
for that one.
Step
yeah.
foot. Which one? Down on.
Down here. There was a gaggle of. I think they were homeless.
Right
yeah.
There.
I think they were homeless. I got to be honest. Because they were just like all together. And I was like, are they having a meeting? Like, where should we go? Or where is everybody? Because I live right behind a really busy restaurant and a beauty supply. And I'm telling you, LA is such a strange city to go through something like this with. Every day, including today, a woman pulled up in a Porsche, went right up to the restaurant, pulling the door, like, really? One, it's Easter, ho. Two, we're in a pandemic. You think these people are open? This is the best restaurant in Los Angeles, or whatever, like a very... What are you doing?
So you test your mask to see if it's any good.
Give it. I thought you were going to set yourself on fire.
Yeah, you know what's happening
doing?
Either.
This is great.
I was thinking about it.
I'm excited.
You got to remember, we live in a... look.
LA's a strange
this
place.
Is a strange
They're still
place.
Pulling up to the beauty supply store going, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah,
fucking
idiots.
John Oliver last week.
I adore him for doing
did
it.
You,
he
did
killed.
You see the Italian parliament when they started yelling at people.
Oh, the mayors?
What they were saying to people was not
oh,
pretty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Italian?
It was great.
Them scumbags.
Yeah.
They were not talking to the public the way our
no.
government
That's what we need. We need real talk. Shit.
This dude was like, well, I hear about the people coming over in a mobile haircut. What are you getting a haircut for? The casket? How are you going to look in a casket? That's what you getting a haircut for? People getting mobile haircut.
That's one good fear. Yeah.
One guy went out and just rammed exercises. He just distorted. Stay home. Eat pasta. Everybody want to run now.
Oh, yeah. I gained a good 10 pounds.
You know, I thought
I'm fine
I gained
with it.
A lot of weight, and I didn't gain as much as I did. I gained like 2 pounds.
I don't have a scale. You have a scale?
I got on a scale that was scary.
I don't have one.
I got one.
I'm not your average chick.
I got one. I was scared. I was like, that's not bad. That's not bad. But I haven't gone crazy either.
I have
not gone crazy. How have you coped with the last 3? So you've been home 3 weeks.
Well, so I've been home since March 14th, since March 15th.
Okay.
No
stage time.
No stage time. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, that's making me a little nutty.
So you've been home since St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. So okay. I'm thinking like, I'll bake. I like to bake. I was going to go back to Philly. And then I was worried because I was supposed to be in Philly that week with Dice. I had a bunch of dates and they all got canceled. Portland, Reno, we were in Philadelphia, Chicago, Michigan, all got canceled. So, which is fine, whatever. I get it. We got to figure this out. But I was like, what am I going to do? If I go to Philly, my mom's 82. I don't want to be another person adding to, God forbid, because then I got to fly there. So then I got to go in quarantine for another 14 days. So I can't be near her anyway. You know what I mean? So I was just like, I'm just going to stay here. I'll bake. I'll keep myself busy. I'll do podcasts. I started playing with my YouTube channel. I'm like, I'll do rants. What a dick. And so now, then I started baking, and I made like a 7-Up cake and cheesecake cupcakes, cinnamon cupcakes, all kinds of shit. And I'm just eating them like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, why do I feel so sick? And now I feel like a beached whale just stuck in the apartment.
What do your emotions feel like?
A little crazy. Like some days I'll just start crying for no reason. I'm like, is this menopause or the pandemic? Like you have to figure, it's hard to figure out which is which. So I, cause I'm close. I'm on, I think this is menopause age. I don't know. But you know, like you're, when you start getting emotional like that, I get a little freaked out. I'm like, what do? I was like, I'll write, I'll finish my script. I have no
focus.
Focus. None.
Nobody has.
I need to be snorting Adderall.
How crazy is that? You sit down, you go to write. I haven't written a bit, but I have written funny snippets.
Same. I have all over my apartment.
I've caught myself saying funny stoned snippets that make me and Lee giggle.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have written them down. As something, a starting process. But as far as writing, I did write something I was impressed with that I know I was high when I was writing it. And
How do you write? Do you type it? Do you handwrite?
I go from a notebook first, get a couple sentences going on a notebook, then I concrete it.
Type it out.
In the computer.
I never do the second part.
And since I have 2 hours that you're always working on,
mm-hmm.
you add where it needs to be added. Sure. That's what I've been doing for the last 2 years. The iPad has been a game changer for me.
Interesting.
It has helped me more than, I don't have no writing. If you ask me, is there an app? No, it's just called whatever.
Notes.
It's got a feather on it.
Yeah.
And you fucking press it. And it has different chapters.
And no, I'm with you. That's I'm with you. Same.
But
I'm not good at
that. If you want me to sit there and I came up with the next, what the narrative should be for my next special.
Oh, okay.
So that's good. Good.
That's a big deal.
If I'm looking at a time frame, I'm really looking at 2021 to start doing comedy again. I got a week in June in Brea, which might work or might not work.
Hopefully well, that's right here, yeah.
Open. And they'll allow 40 people per show.
Yeah. Hopefully. This is the good thing about, this was something I was thinking about the other day, is that for me, right now, it's my turn to shine if when comedy comes back, because most people, like you, sell out theaters and stuff, so you're not going to want to perform in front of 20 people. I've been doing that for years. I'm fine with it.
They can sit
6 feet apart.
You got to remember one thing, that I am very excited about a lot of things right now. I am more excited than depressed. I am more excited about the future. I've already mourned the past.
Yeah.
I've mourned it. I understand that 40% of my audience has evaporated due to financial
problems. Health, all of it.
Financial problems. This is just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you were selling 3,000 tickets a month, you're now selling 1,600.
Yeah.
Don't question it. It's not that you didn't get funny. It's that you're charging money.
And this right is where we're at.
And right now, people just don't have it. So you have to assume all these things up front. My ticket prices are going right back to 25.
Yeah.
You know, Thursday night, 20. I'm here with you. I'm in this battle with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll play the numbers. If it's 200 a weekend, it's 200 a weekend. Until I get a vaccine, I don't see myself going 5 hours on a plane.
Really? The plane is the hardest part, I think, for us.
I could tell you right now, this is why I'm asking you about your anxiety levels at your house during the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Have you tried to exercise?
Oh, I do so many exercise. Okay. That's why I'm not 1,000 pounds overweight, but I'll just put YouTube on. I'll do a class with somebody. My friend Stacia does a class every day at noon. Rocco's doing yoga. Rocco Stowe at noon. You know, Ari Shaffir is doing yoga if you want, like, if you want it for funny or not or whatever. Everybody's trying to help each other, and it's all free. So you can do classes with people. Like when I did my friend Stacey's, she's built amazing. And so she had like 30 people on there, and we were just killing it, doing all kinds of exercise. And you feel way better if you exercise. But then there's days when I get up and I'm like, I'm not doing it today. I'm not exercising. I'm just going to lay here like a lump. You know, it'll take over.
I've been doing something 6 days a week just so I stay active. I'm mm-hmm. not doing my complete workout.
Yeah.
I'm doing some kettlebells, a lot more boxing.
Yeah, I have kettlebells.
I hit the hold the mitts for mercy and make myself walk around. I had a bounce challenge with her. I have a 9-pound ball and a 16-pound ball. And we try to slam them, you know. And Keita sent her the workout, the first slamming.
Okay, Keita's a sweetie.
I go, who doesn't know their workouts? And she's like, Daddy, that's the same thing we did. I go, yeah, but Keita added a jump to it. So it's even better. I had her out there yesterday slamming.
Nice.
I think the exercise has helped me a lot.
The exercise truly,
but I gotta tell you something.
It's always helped me, but now it's helping me even more.
It's so weird how much this really puts a stress on you. And you guys at home know what I'm talking about, because for me to warm up, I just hit the boxing.
Okay.
Punch a bag.
Do you have a bag at your house?
I have a bag at the house.
Oh,
luckily.
See,
thank God.
I would kill for that bag. That bag would be broken right now if I had it.
That bag has saved my wife's life.
Yeah.
People on the streets' life that I see doing stupid shit still with no mask.
Oh, yeah.
On.
I had to chase a guy out of my carport the other night, breaking windows.
Five. Yeah, it's weird. So I hit the bag as a warm-up, and I can hit that bag for 8 minutes before I start huffing and puffing. Now, 2 minutes.
It is different.
Because the breathing and the stress is so high. Mm-hmm. So I got to really push the 5 minutes. I put a timer on my iPhone, and I really push it to 5 minutes. And then after I do the first 5 minutes, it's okay. And then I do another five, and then I'm a little better. And then I get the 16-pound ball and slam it.
Yeah,
And when I do my third five, now I'm really good. I'm like, okay, now I see why I'm doing this. I like that sweat to come out of me, and it smells like drugs.
Oh
my God, the smell that comes out of me is pure THC. My wife goes, when I smell it, when I open up your
laundry, she gets high.
The dryer with your sweatshirts in it, it smells like pure marijuana.
Oh my God.
So it's like in there for good. It's in my system. I'm lucky to be able to sweat and do all that shit in the backyard.
Yeah, the yard is a big deal. I'm doing it in front of my TV in the the studio, which is kind of annoying. I mean, I could go, like the alley is empty, so I could go out there and jump rope and stuff pretty much. But then you got to deal with the vagrants. The vagrants just walk by, or they're a pain in the ass. A couple of them have set up, the tents and stuff, which could just be people from my building that can't afford rent that moved. Who knows? You know what I mean? So I don't mess with them. Unless they do stupid shit, then I yell. I'm like, hey, man, get out. Like, I'll just scare them. And then they usually, as soon as they hear something, they run away. You know, they're like, here comes a crazy lady. Why is she carrying a baseball bat? That's uncomfortable.
I got like a 45-pound kettlebell, 235s.
I have a 15-er.
And then I got two 15s. Both of them are different.
Okay. You got a lot of kettlebells. I only have one.
I have two. I do the Karma walks with the kettlebells. You hold
fireman
carries.
And you just walk with it.
Yeah.
And I do 5 minutes and I'm fucking done the next day.
I do that with jugs of water.
You got to do, listen, if you don't do that, the stress will build.
Definitely have to move around.
I don't want to. Right now, I know what my limitation, like I already in my mind, I have a timetable. It's so weird that they did a poll and they said that 70% of people will not go to an event without a vaccination.
Right now.
And I'm thinking, wow, if that poll, either they say most polls are 10% off. Either way,
shit.
On that poll, we're shot.
Yeah.
But it's what I'm telling you. We lost 40% of our audience.
Yeah.
So what you're trying to tell me is we're going to open, and the first 3 months, we're going to be limited schedule to September.
Yeah.
And then they might run 500 people, and then we'll start back up on that. I do not see the NFL on that timetable.
I know. My nephew got called back to baseball in May.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to go back. But they're going back with no hot dog vendors.
Yeah.
And no popcorn.
I hate hot dogs.
They'll take a chunk this year. But next year, if they're going to do this again, they're coming back with a Dodger package. $2.94 for the whole season.
What do you?
Oh, you're a Red Sox fan. Well, we'll give you the Red Sox and the Dodgers.
Yep.
For $3.84. All the games, just their games. No more watching.
They have the, what are you guys thinking about? Because I'm new, so I feel like I'm basically starting over. Like, you guys are talking about, like, getting audience to the show, but, like, how are you guys going to be at stand-up with after a two-month break?
I'm starting all over again.
Same. I think we're all starting
all over. It's a clean slate.
Yeah.
This is why I'm saying I'm excited as fuck.
Right.
I am excited as fuck.
Oh, that makes you excited? That makes me so scared.
I'm starting with 15-minute sets at the Comedy Store, the bomb.
Yes.
I'm not taking a week nowhere. Nobody wants to see me, and I'm not forcing nobody to see me.
Yeah, okay.
If I haven't been on stage for 2 months right now,
you're going to need to get...
I am socially cleansed.
Yep.
I am starting from scratch. There is nothing to come watch. Why do you think I told these people 2 months ago to take your money back? I told them already. Take your money back, people. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're going to sit there and wait. I ain't coming nowhere.
I ain't coming,
I'm 57. Elvis is dead, and I don't feel so good myself. I'm done. I'm not going nowhere.
Same, man.
Once they give me a pill, because I'm holding out for the pill.
Do you think?
You ain't going to shoot me.
How long you think before a vaccine?
I don't have a fucking fortune teller.
Okay.
But I will tell you what's going to happen for Uncle Joey. They're going to open up the city. They're going to open up one of these comedy clubs. I'm going to call in for two spots a week the first 2 weeks.
I'm calling every night.
To get my immune system up, to talk to people.
Okay.
Hi, how are you? Just to test people. Hey, do you want to take a picture? Go fuck yourself. You know, just
no pictures.
Test picture.
Pictures are out, fuckers.
All that shit is done with. No pictures, no handshakes. Don't even elbow me.
Yeah.
Because I'm lighting this sweatshirt on fire. I'm ordering a bunch of disposable, flammable sweatshirts.
Yeah.
That just go on flames in minutes, okay? I already got a plan. I'm taking special...
Sweatshirts are like your mask.
I'm buying new jeans, new everything. And I'm taking COVID clothes.
Okay.
I'm calling them my COVID closet. And when I come in at night, I got to go into the garage and take my COVID outfit off. And I got my own personal bathroom shower in the back behind the office. Fucking the best shower in the house. Nobody uses it. Best. You can lay down, whack off. I can lay down on my back like a fucking, like I'm doing the last pose in yoga. Namaste. What's that last
one? I don't do
Shavasana.
Yoga. I believe you.
When you just lay back like a fucking moron and think of all the bad things in your life. I could, somebody could sleep in my fucking shower. That's how
big. Oh my God.
It's
that's
one
great.
Of those. And the last night I went to the Comedy Store, I turned that shower on high, hot. The only problem it's got, it doesn't flood as quick as the water comes in. So you got to be careful in there.
Oh, is it clogged or you just...
It just doesn't.
All of a sudden my plumber brain woke up.
Next
I was like,
thing,
oh, you got to put baking,
you know,
soda and vinegar.
Next thing you know, so yeah, I did everything. You could take like an 8-minute shower in there, but you can't bang one out. Which is the whole thing, is to let that water hit you.
Yeah.
And you're banging one out, and you get that little tricky leg moving. You know what I'm saying? You get that little right ankle moving, and you're banging that jerk
shake.
Off.
Gets a little shake.
Oh,
and I get
it hits you in the stomach.
Yeah.
And then the cum, you let it go into the toilet, into the fucking...
Mine usually goes right over
into
to the
drain.
Wall. Mm-hmm. The high
poor,
arc.
The other day, I saw some poor bastard over here by the fire department. The homeless
jerking
guy.
Off?
No.
Oh.
They were washing the fire trucks, and a homeless guy... black dude, just like Clint Eastwood.
I
got
hate
a poncho
it.
On with a fucking, with like a little rope.
The good, the bad, the ugly Clint Eastwood.
I just make the right on fucking, I just make the left on Magnolia.
Okay.
I'm headed towards the fire department. I'm doing the speed limit. I'm in no rush. There's nobody on the streets. I think I'm doing like 15. I'm just killing time,
coasting,
dog.
Yeah.
I'm driving like I'm in prison. I'm in no rush to get back. You know what I'm saying?
Your ankle braces got a couple more
I'm
minutes
in no
before
rush
it goes
to get
off.
Back.
Yeah.
I see this homeless dude come out from like the corner, and he's like, man, it's a beautiful day to be alive. And all of a sudden, he saw the fire truck getting washed, and he goes, water.
No.
He laid down.
On
the floor on the corner, and he dicked his head into the stream that was coming from the fire department, and he was just drinking it like a water drinks, like a cat drinks water from a toilet, just like that. I pulled up next to him, and I was like, the world has come to an end, and I just kept driving. And then, thank God, I saw my homeless dude, the gorilla.
Yeah.
6'6", 280, the black dude. I just give him $20. Every time I see him, I just put it on the car hood. He gives me one of these.
Nice.
And then that night, I see him by my house patrolling the area because he knows where I live.
Sure. He wants that 20.
Bro, every time I see him, I duke him a 20.
Everybody else is desperate. They're not desperate. They've always been in the desperate, the homeless. So, you know, we feel crazy. But they're not. They've always been this.
I've been trying to help them more than
me too. Like, I didn't eat those cupcakes. I leave them out. I took a bunch
of shit from the house. I have so much shit at the house.
Well, you know, I wonder.
That little one over there by Riverside under the bridge.
Uh-huh.
There's a Starbucks coffee. It's where Riverside meets
the hunger.
Hunger. I dropped them some books the other day, and they were very thankful.
Yeah.
I don't throw it out the window. I pulled over, there was a red light.
Sure.
And I brought the box and I go, here you go, guys. There's some boxes. I gave him some old cold cuts I had, and I had some hamburger buns. And I gave him that and two things of water.
That's the shit we take for granted.
I took all those black t-shirts that people sent me, all my fat man sweat clothes and all that. And I brought it up to they opened up a shelter for
COVID
in North Hollywood. I saw it on the news. So I think Tuesday, my wife dropped it off.
Let me know, because
things of whatever. I put a couple things of spaghetti sauce in there.
Okay.
You know, whatever, because I said I had extra stuff at the house.
Yeah.
That I could pass up. It's ragu.
Right. You know? And here's the thing.
I'm always ready for an earthquake.
I want to help, but I don't have money.
Right. You don't need money.
But I have little things.
Yeah, you have little things. Like, so a lot of videos help.
I tell people I'll run errands. You know, I'll do whatever.
I took a bunch of. I went to the best pizza place and whatever. What's the place I go to?
Pizza Wagon.
The Pizza Wagon of Brooklyn.
I want to get that today.
Oh my God!
Is it open?
It's open. Call them up. Order a Sicilian.
Steve Simone told me about that.
You pull up in front of the place.
I want to call them and go.
Is Eleanor's order ready? Yes. There's nobody in there. The doors are wide open. You don't have to.
On Ventura, right?
Right on Ventura.
I'm going.
I don't go nowhere where the door is open.
I'm feeling
it. If you got to open up a door, you already, your percentages just went up to get COVID. It's got to be agua fresca. What do they call it? You ever go to a restaurant?
Al fresco.
I'm looking for a table. Do you want inside or fresco? What? What are you talking about?
No, I'm with you.
You want agua fresca? You go, when you leave here right now.
I'm calling them.
And you tell them I'll be there. Uncle Joey sent me and Steve Simone. They'll take care of you.
Steve's been telling me for months.
You go up there, the pizza will be ready.
We were going to do a podcast there, but this thing hit.
He loves it. You give him a tip to the guys.
I'll give him whatever he wants.
Yesterday I brought them church, show what's happening now. Mm-hmm. Water bottles. So I had my wife bring them water bottles. When I went up there, I brought them water bottles. I had my wife bring the water bottles to the shelter.
Okay.
She was going over there. She was going to the woman's place and the homeless. We just cleaned out everything.
Yeah, because I get a case of water, books. Not a lot.
I get t-shirts from everywhere, man.
Yeah.
And I just had to send them out. I sent out a few jujitsu gis in case a homeless motherfucker wants to turn to jujitsu. Now is the time.
If you saw a homeless guy walking around in your outfit, would you just...
I would pull over, take a picture, and give him a 20.
All of a sudden, you take a picture.
You should get your homeless guy a gi. That'd be badass.
The big guy?
Yeah.
No, I don't want him to know nothing.
Yeah,
he's got
too
a weapon
much.
On him.
He'll have a smell.
Yeah,
I know what Joey smells like. Nah,
I already instructed him. I already instructed him what he's got to do.
How much? Have you been calling your friends that are on house arrest? Like, hey, man, now I understand.
I don't have anybody that's on house arrest. But I don't have any friends on house arrest.
Oh.
But I've been to prison, so you...
I have one that's been on and off for years.
You understand the four walls when you've been in prison. I tell people all the time.
But does that fuck with your anxiety from that?
I've been very good because I learned how to move from room to room.
Okay.
I learned how to... There's all these things you could do to save yourself a lot of time. You're broke. You just heard... Let me explain something to you. 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I was on the Rogan podcast. as we know, Rogan works for the UFC and has multiple jobs.
Sure.
Rogan is well off. I asked him if he had been writing comedy, and he said no, because he couldn't focus either.
You can't focus.
Nobody's focusing, guys. So if you're having a hard time there,
don't stress on it.
Don't stress on it. Everybody's having a hard time focusing, but you know what I don't have a hard time with? That's really been helping me reading. Thank God
that's
for my
focus.
Brother Bob Lalingas.
That's great.
It takes a few pages.
Okay.
You got to force yourself through those three pages. Those three pages you read, you'll have to come back to them and read them.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing. But I finished the book, and I read another book. And
I got
to
finish
this book. The Jimmy Page book he got me. There's a Jimmy Page book that's going to hold me over for the rest of this.
You know what's a great one? Wired. Do you ever read Wired?
By?
The SNL book?
Yes.
That's a great one.
There's 1,000 great books that you know about, and there's a million that you don't.
Yeah.
So.
I have The Alchemist. I have all kinds of weird, odd books.
I have a lot of books that are old that I've read, like I really wanted to read. Like, you know what I want to go to right now?
What?
I was telling my wife last night. My wife and I were sitting up. My wife came to her because anything I go out with, like this sweatshirt is freshly out of the laundry.
Okay.
But since I had contact with you and Lee, and I'm probably going to go for a ride after this, or I went to the weed store this morning, I washed this again.
Sure. These are the outside clothes. Same.
These are my outside
clothes. This all goes
clothes.
In
so
the wash.
Last night I got home, I went outside to smoke a number. I hadn't smoked all day. I hadn't smoked in like 3 days. I was really good on the reef. I've been doing one bong hit, shit like that, but no. And yes, I was like, I could really go for smoking a joint. And I went and I smoked a joint and I came in and I wanted to get on the floor and stretch. So when my wife came in to hang the stuff, she turned to her and she said, oh, you scared the fuck out of me. And she asked me, are you okay? And I go, yeah, I'm okay. And I asked her how she was doing. I could tell my wife was having a frustrating day yesterday because Mercy was getting frustrated.
Yeah.
And it kind of hurts your feelings because...
You can't fix it.
You can't fix it. So I told her, you're not 7.
Yeah.
You can't understand a language. What the language you
talk. Yeah.
And then her friends started calling her back in the house.
Everybody calmed.
And I told my wife something that was really weird that just started coming out. And it was the truth. Like, I got to be honest with you. The last 4 years, I've been happy because things are going well.
Right.
But it wasn't to the level where I wanted them to be going. Not that I want to be Cat Williams. I'm not talking about that.
I love that you picked Cat Williams.
You know, I love Cat Williams. I watch Cat, too. I watch Cat.
Cat's amazing.
That first special's tremendous.
Well, you don't like...
No, I loved it.
Oh, okay. I was like...
Tremendous.
Yeah, Cat's great.
I watched Cat Williams. I go into the one with
Cat
Williams.
Because he's so big.
I never wanted to be Cat Williams or Kevin Hart. I'm happy who I am.
Yeah.
But you know what I missed? I missed not having... Listen, when somebody pays $25, $30, $32.50 to come see me, I know they went to a restaurant, I know they bought weed.
Yeah, yeah.
For a guy like me, there's a little bit of pressure, but there's not. But I got to be honest with you, there is a little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
It means I won't take as many gambles as I would.
Exactly.
Because I want you to go home and tell your friends you had a really good fucking time with
right.
me. When I go to the store on a Tuesday night, I'm that Joe Diaz.
Yeah.
I take gambles.
Gamble.
I don't care if you get up and walk the fuck out, to be honest with you.
Really?
The store is
the store.
The store is the store. You got to know what it
is. I really don't care if you get out and walk out and write a letter. Oh, I love it when you write a letter. I love it when I used to go in there.
We used to have a cabinet of letters?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The Paul Mooney letters?
Oh, yeah.
How many did you get for Joey?
Not as much for Joey, but Paul Mooney, we literally had a file cabinet filled.
Oh, my God. I would watch them get up and run out.
That's a podcast right there.
Tourists, white tourists,
yeah.
would stay
Furious.
In the hotel next door, and he'd go up there and fucking scare them. So they'd run out.
Oh, go ahead, Hobie. Run off.
So right now what I want to do is I want this to get back.
Yeah.
I want people to recover financially. I'm not looking for you to go anywhere. I'm saying for what I want to do. My plans are, because remember, a man without a plan is not a man. I know you're broke. I know you're having a hard time. But at the same time, you should be planning. What are your plans going to be? With or without money, what are you going to do? You're not going to have the money you want. That small business loan? They've changed that 4 times in 1 week.
Oh, my God. The criteria for it.
Really?
Yeah.
So don't worry about nothing. Nobody's getting nothing. Remember that expression? The best line in To Live and Die in L.A. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I promise not to come in your mouth, and I promise that the check's in the mail. There you go.
I just said to my mom, right, I go, I don't want to die in L.A. I will drive back to Philadelphia.
I'll die in Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
If you know I miss, saying? If I overshoot.
Yeah, like, we're going.
Just get me out of here.
I'll die in a mountain in Colorado, but I don't want to die in L.A., Doug. And they put you up there next to Michael Jackson.
Oh, fuck that.
And people break in there at night and jerk off on your grave and shit. They think they're jerking off on Michael Jackson. Next thing, I'm getting droplets in my eyebrows.
Yeah, you're like, I'm Diaz, motherfucker.
Fuck. They're out of caskets. So that means they got to make, like, what kind of casket they going to put me in? What are you going to put me in?
I'm not doing a casket. People? Are you doing a casket?
I want to get eaten by worms. They deserve to eat me.
That.
Somebody deserves to eat what's in my stomach.
I want
to
be set on fire. Burn this up.
I want to see, like, I want them to find 11 worms with different DNA from drugs.
You're like high worms.
Like right where I was, buried, like 2,000 years from now. They found these worms that had real...
Do you know how fucking funny that would be? They're all just high. They just stop. They're on their backs, just chilling out.
Excuse me, Eleanor. Fly report. I found my THC fly. He was living alive in a closet. This fly, I fucking did like science with this fly.
Was he still in a jar?
I took this fucking jar.
Oh, no.
I took this jar. I put little holes in the weed. And I would, when the possum died in the wall, we had flies. So I went after all of them and killed them. But I took a couple of them. I took their wings off, and I put them in this little jar. One with a wing, one without a wing.
Shut up.
One that I just knocked out.
It's like a handicap zone for flies.
I put like 3 or 4 flies in this fucking jar.
Oh my God.
And I would feed them weed once a week. I would take a little piece of my shit on a little stick and put it in there, let it drop in there, and they'd go crazy. And I'd give them, like, protein powder shit and fucking...
I'd
give
psycho.
Them, like, lobster shit
Jesus.
If I ate, like, steak. And then one day something happened. The fly got out. They got out. And then one night I'm sitting there in my fucking computer about a month ago, and this superb fly lands. And he's, like, making noises and shit. He's fucking huge, like a satellite. And I even hit him, and he disappeared. And then I found him like 2 days later living in my jacket. I'm like, what the fuck?
He's got a hump. You're like,
oh, yeah, this fly is fucked
up. This is one of your flies?
So this is one of these mutants. So I lost him for like 2 weeks.
Flying around like Marty Feldman with the big eyes.
Don't you gotta see this fly. He's fucking huge.
Shut up.
I did the THC and my shit and the protein powder from GA.
You gotta film him.
I think Joe created a new species of fly.
He's going to have Jeff Goldblum come out of that fucking...
I think I created a new fucking fly, dog.
Oh, my God.
The Joey Diaz fly.
Poor bastard.
How funny. That's great.
I hate flies. I've always hated flies.
I'm with
and
you.
When they lurk, when they get retarded by like a glass.
Yeah.
Because when they get on the glass and the sun hits them, something happens to them. That's when you get them and you just fuck with them. You take one wing off. Then they walk around wounded without the one ring. You're like, how's it feel now, motherfucker? Then maybe you take the other wing off and they really get pissed off.
My mom had a neighbor that did that.
When I was a kid, I would put them on toothpicks and light them on fire. You ever hear them? They go,
No, I never did that.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming back for revenge now.
Oh, that's what it is.
I fucking hate
this fly's going to get fucking jacked up like a kangaroo or some shit on your weird THC and shit you feed him. And he's going to get you.
Who gives a fuck?
Get you.
But that's...
He's going to hug you in the middle of the...
With all the bad shit that's going on...
That's funny, though.
Just start planning your fucking...
Yeah, you're right. Planning is important.
Your fucking trip now. What the next mission is going to be. Once this thing gets going, it's going to be slow. So this is the time where you start what you want to do. Listen, if they're not going to pay you to fucking suck dick, but you always wanted to be a ballerina, now is the time.
Yeah. I'm going to be a webcam girl.
Start from zero.
Oh.
And whatever.
Yeah.
What are you doing a webcam?
I was thinking people will pay to see my feet, but I got some ugly ass feet, boy. Oh, yeah.
They're 50-year-old Irish feet. Those things.
Come on, man. I got size 10. They're big. Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to. You can jizz all over them. They're like this big.
6.5.
Oh, you're going to get messages after this.
I was at dinner with my niece one night. She's a fucking med student. And she's very quiet, very low-key. Okay. The sister's the opposite. 20 boyfriends, pictures of her with bikinis. This niece, the one that's in med school.
She's the hotter one.
Is not, without even saying boo.
Wow.
Without even saying boo. So what are we talking about? Oh, so she told me. She told me. I go, so what are you going to do to make money in med school? And she goes, well, I'm going to tutor this. And she goes, my roommate, she's trying to talk me into selling pictures of my feet. I go, feet?
What are people are crazy with this shit. Yeah. I didn't even know it was a thing.
And her mother was with me. My sister was with us, basically. And she goes, have you seen Mia's feet? They're beautiful. Mia's like, yeah, Uncle Joey, 6.5. Guys go crazy over them. So I'm like, really? You could? But there's a girl online.
I got to send mine
out. I got to give my heart out to her right now.
She's got big feet?
No, this girl has got a tremendous ass. Lee would love her.
I've been doing so many squats in my apartment and eating, so listen, I got the Kardashian ass right now.
You can make money.
Just don't look at my stomach.
Squatting with a bikini on.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh.
I started my Patreon.
I was gonna say, yeah.
My Patreon is different, though. I'm going to put up stand-up that I never, like, that I use.
Jamie Lee. Look up a girl named Jamie Lee.
Is she hot?
Stand-up comedian, host of The Hot Mess.
Didn't she write on
she wore
the Pete Holmes show?
Huh?
Didn't she write on that Pete Holmes show?
No way. Know.
This girl is fucking funny. I know she's getting paid. Blow up like the World Trade. This motherfucker put what she made last week.
Feminism is out the window with COVID. It died with Corona.
Well, listen, if you got a fucking.
Oh yeah, that's the cute girl from.
No.
You got somebody
not
else.
Jamie Lee.
Go to Twitter, Jamie Lee.
Twitter, Jamie Lee.
That's Jamie Lee comedian. Maybe it's just Jamie Lee.
This chick is an open mic. Jamie Lee.
Yeah, because I don't think Jamie Lee would stoop to that yet. We're almost there, but she's not there yet. Maybe the Jamie Lee Fitch?
No. Did I spell Jamie differently?
You had it on your phone. But you know what I watched? Marvelous Miss Maisel. Have you watched that?
I watched parts of it.
It's good, but then I got sucked into a whole Joan Rivers. I went crazy, and that's when I started getting like inspired to do stand-up again. And then when I had a low moment, I was like, I'm just going to sell pictures of my feet. I'm not technically good, so technology good, but I could do my squats for people if they're paying. I didn't know they're paying for this. This one? No. That is a different girl, I think.
Maybe she's private.
Oh. Joey, are you on her fans only page?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm searching for
me. Are you paying for her?
No, not at all.
I'm typing in. I'm not that high.
That's so fucking funny.
Used to sell ads.
Okay.
And we were talking about ads about a month ago. Facebook ads. Okay. There she is right there with the Playboy bunny. With the two fingers.
Oh, there you go. Okay. That makes more sense.
We spoke about.
Oh, damn. She's got big titties.
We spoke about ads and.
Boston.
She was very sweet and I was going to. Do some Facebook ads with her.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, the whole fucking thing hit. And she...
Oh, TikTok. I'm obsessed with TikTok.
That's not her. She put up...
Oh, that's somebody else.
She put up some stuff, and I laughed my ass off.
This is her?
This is her.
Wow. And
she's Lee's type.
Oh, yeah?
Lee, that's all you right there.
Click on the picture, baby boy. Look at it. That chick will break your back, Lee. That's milkshake right there. She's beautiful. She's got red hair. She's a funny. She'll do.
She's voluptuous.
She'll do 3 minutes of stand up topless.
I'm hoping that I gain 100 weight
bucks.
And my titties look like that look by how, the end of this.
Keep going. Keep scrolling. Oh, you're going to love this.
Oh, shit.
Keep going.
There's your nut sack.
Here you go, Lee. This is what you got to make
up.
This is
what
you
got to
get together with, Lee.
And she's from Boston,
and
Lee.
Send her some Gaitas, Lee.
Gold socks.
Keep going. Keep
she
going.
Dyed her
Wait
own
till
hair.
You see my girl. Wait till you
oh,
see my girl.
Shit.
Put that thing on, Lee. Look at her. Oh, yeah. Look at that hummus. Oh, yeah. Look at that, Lee. Are you fucking nuts? And guess what, guys?
I think my mom wouldn't
She's
be upset.
She's not doing anything upsetting. She's not doing anything X-rated. And she's getting paid, and I'm fucking proud of her. She's on the one top percent of all creators. I just found that.
On Patreon or fans only?
Only fans, yeah.
Only fans, is
yeah.
it? Somebody was like, you need to start an only fan page.
Yeah, what happens in quarantine stays in quarantine.
I'm feeling you, girl.
We went back and forth the other day. I'm not going to tell you what she made. It's nobody's business. But she's fucking doing her thing.
Get it, girl. I ain't mad at her.
She won't show her pussy.
Okay.
She'll do topless stand-up for you with a bikini. She'll dance for you. She'll send you pictures of your feet. And that, my friend, is how you make a
living.
It's
America.
So you're saying I'm fucked. I can't make a living.
You can make a living. Everybody can make. Listen, I can put a wig on, put a bikini on, and make more of a living than this girl. I'll shake my ass. They won't even know. They'll just think he's just a fat. He's just
what are you
going to
do about your nut
chick.
Sack?
I'll tape it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll tape it.
Tape it
otherwise, you're going to look like that girl.
No, I'll tape them, my nut sack in a way it looks like a pussy. And I'll spread them.
Do you watch TikTok? Do you
no.
go on that shit?
No.
Oh,
no.
It's hysterical.
What am I, 10?
No, Dice put us on TikTok.
Right.
He put a video up, him and I fighting, right? And on the video, I'm in the hallway. It's in New York. You can see the maid's cart. We're at a hotel. He said something online. I got mad. I'm banging on his door. He comes to the door, of course, filming. And he's like, what? Because he knew what he did. We were arguing on the phone. So he goes, what is it? And I start yelling at him. Then I punched the door and I went to like push him. And they took it off TikTok, read it, put it up as this is the flip side to Me Too. Women abuse men. She threw him. This is Dice's girlfriend. She threw him out of. We were on TikTok for an hour. I got written up as an abusive girlfriend on Reddit. And they said, I was like, wait, how did I throw him out? I'm in the hallway, you idiots. It's hysterical. I don't know what Reddit is, but they said I'm an abuser.
I don't know what TikTok is. I don't know what Reddit is. I don't know.
You don't know what Reddit is?
No, I'm not my business.
TikTok's weird. TikTok, it's either a girl doing that, like shaking her ass, and then the song playing over it, or kids in the house. My parents are abusive. My stepdad's abusive. And they film them
threatening them
to get thrown. I'm like, call the fucking police. What are you doing?
Yeah, I want to see that.
Oh, it's awful. Or they're crying. She said, I'm fat. I should kill myself. For the person who said I'm fat.
Maybe that's why I'm not depressed. Why are you watching all these terrible, depressing things?
Oh, I stopped. I had to wean off it. It was like Coke. You know, yeah, wean off it. It's like I started too late with this habit. No good.
Listen, right now, a lot of people are home. And anything
Don't
you,
watch
anything,
TikTok.
Anything you see
yeah,
now.
Jesus Christ.
Anything you see now. Like, you have to write it off to somebody who's been home for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
By themselves. Their parents are in a nursing home. They're running down on money. They're running
People
down
are
on
going
food.
Crazy.
There's some crazy shit on there. So I like that you listen to the podcast. I like you support podcasts. It's a minimum time that you should be on the internet right now.
I agree.
Right now, this is going to... Listen, you've already
That's
done...
That's why I started watching the Maisel and all
You've already done the toughest mm-hmm. month of your life. Okay. You're starting to get used to it. Get over yourself.
Yeah.
You're starting to get used to it. Get the fuck off Netflix. You've already exhausted Netflix. And
yeah, but at least
Hulu.
That's something you can learn or watch
now,
or take
whatever.
Your mind off
it
of.
It takes your mind off. You know what? I don't try to put... The TV is not allowed in my house till 5 o'clock.
I do the same thing.
No TV till 5. That'll yes. kill you. That'll put you... That's the quickest way of ending up in a fucking hole.
Yeah.
Emotionally, physically... You got to do something.
Yeah.
Am I saying that I want you to go to the park and walk around in circles behind somebody else with germs? No. But there's something you got to be doing. I, you know what? I cleaned half the office and I gave half that shit away.
Smart.
That was a day of my shit.
Yep.
I gave away a robe, 22 hooded sweatshirts.
Yeah, I'm cleaning that out fit. Now. Mm-hmm.
Things that people gave me on the road that don't fit. They were too small to start off with.
Yeah.
I gave away pounds of that. There's all these shelters opening up. Donate to that shit.
That's what Dice did last
week.
Go
to the other one, the one on across from Five Guys, across from where we used to have the office, the burger place.
Oh, I'll go look.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the name of it? What's the burger? In-N-Out.
Oh, In-N-Out.
In-N-Out on Lancashire. Right. If you go behind there, it's the whatever.
Goodwill?
The Goodwill. So I go
I'm not big on Goodwill, but I
go in between both of them. I go in between both of them. And that's it. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Wait for, read, wait for whatever information they have.
And make a plan. I think you're right about make a plan.
The plan is, listen, this is the only plan I see. This is the plan I see. I see us opening up, if you open up a football stadium and put 60,000 people in there, we're going to have another widespread epidemic.
Isn't there a test?
That's going to come back
literally,
in 15 minutes.
Yes. I'm right. Going by Eddie Griffin on this one.
But you're going to take the test and go into the game.
You can't go in until you pass.
Right. But for right now, I don't even think they're going to go that far.
Okay.
We just want the games to happen. How can we get the games to play?
Let's start that.
Let's take with the fifth systematic test. Test the umpires. Test them afterward.
Yeah.
And that's who determines who plays tomorrow. Set up these series, just like everybody else. The problem is, you can't have people in the stands for right now, especially for baseball.
Yeah.
Let's start with baseball. By August, let's start with 300 people per game. I get it. Everybody needs to make money. Then you have another problem. What are we going to do with college football and pro football?
Yeah.
That's still, those stadiums get
big,
packed.
Especially college.
Especially college.
Yeah.
So right now, I don't know what NCAA is going to do. All I could do is this. I can't see a year in my life
with
college football didn't exist. This will be the first.
Yeah.
Pro football, you want to come back? You got to do the same as. You have to play, helmets, kill each other, nobody in the fucking audience.
Yeah.
And you're still violating rules because you got 50 guys on each team. That's over 100 people on the field with the refs, the camera guys, the photographers, the reporters.
Yeah.
These are all the things that are going to come from this, And then the biggest one, the economic.
Oh, yeah.
Comeback.
Yeah.
How fast are people going to pay $220 to go to see a Jet game? Are the Lakers going to open up?
Everybody's starting over, I think. And those ticket prices are going down, don't you think?
They have to go down. I think everybody has to make a sacrifice here.
Yeah.
So I can't see.
I worry about the airlines. I feel like they're going to hurt us after.
They're really going to hurt us. But what are you going to do? First off, I can't get on a plane till I know there's a vaccine.
Yeah.
Where's the flu? Is there ever going to be a vaccine?
I don't know. But I'm not worried about the flu. I'm worried about coronavirus.
A flu shot that people get
that attacks
that
me, that I'm high risk for. I have underlying pressure, got high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And do I really want to go to Vegas if they're only going to have 400 seats available for me to see?
Yeah.
These are all decisions I'm going to make. I'm not starting off with 5-hour flights. I'm starting off to build my immune system again. I've been flying for 20 years. My immune system is already kaput. Like, it's strong.
Yeah.
But it's also weak because of the amount of marijuana I've smoked in 40 years. I know who the fuck I am.
What do you think is going to happen in Vegas?
I'm supposed to be in Vegas the second week of May.
I'm supposed to be in Vegas July 31st again.
Yeah, July, though.
The same thing that are going to happen everywhere else.
You think they're going to cancel my May?
No, they're going to. May, yes.
That's Mother's Day. It's that week.
Yeah,
they haven't canceled yet.
Yeah. you're closed till May 15th. So whatever you had till May 15th is done with. They couldn't open if they wanted to. So unless they open up the following weekend, how many people are going to be mentally, physically, psychologically, and economically prepared?
Yeah.
For $35 two-drink minimum.
Right.
So now we're coming into the summer months. Anybody who's done comedy on an early stage and level knows that when they call the booker always says to you, Lisa, sure, I'll fucking hire you. I got 2 weeks for you. But by the way, you do know it's summer pay. This bitch don't pay in the winter. Can you imagine when you're getting in the summer?
Yeah. So well, that's what I'm saying, but I already don't make that much money.
On top of California.
I'm the summer pay, if you will.
On top of California.
Mm-hmm.
You have states like Minneapolis, Buffalo, Seattle, Portland. There's a handful of states, if anybody remembers, please tweet me that. You can't get Minneapolis, Milwaukee.
Okay.
There's a handful of states that business drops as soon as June comes.
Oh, I see. Because they're so family-oriented.
And families do so many things on the weekends, and they do so many things together outside.
They go away, yeah.
That already the numbers go away. Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
If Jesus was playing the drums in the building, you ain't getting people in there July 31st. It's got to be outdoor. They want to be outdoor. Buffalo's been in the house for 9 months. They've been in the house for 9 months. They've stepped out to smoke cigarettes to get away from grandma while she's wheezing. You know, North Dakota, South Dakota. These are all states that in the summer, people run. Seattle, people run, you know. So we're going into that for recovery.
Yeah.
That's our economic recovery. So now we're waiting on people getting checks. We're waiting on this.
Well, let me ask you this.
Boom.
And I know because normally comedy outside isn't great. Do you think that might get a little bit more popular this year? So you can like stand
outside?
Comedy
outside?
Yeah.
You're still going to have a fucking a numbers amount. Whether it's inside or outside. There's still going to be the same amount of numbers that you could have under that tent. Okay. Now, number two, let's switch this. Eleanor, I fucking love you. I don't know if you know this. I've had a crush on you for 30 years. Dumped Terry.
This is so hot.
And I've got two VIP tickets to take you to go see Dave Chappelle in Atlanta.
Yeah.
August 12th. Outdoor at the outdoor-a-thon. Okay, you're going to look at me and say, okay.
Okay.
And then you're going to be walking to work one day, and you're going to see me and Lee walking down the street with 2 sweat puddles under our arms in the humidity a Friday before that show, and you go, so this new hot guy, Joey, wants to take me on a date to Atlanta. What if I end up sitting next to those 2 fat fucks with sweat under their arms? In Humidville, in Georgia, which is getting hit hard with the corona.
Yeah.
So we have, now you have to tell me what you think. What are you going to do? Are you really going to run to that Dodger game? Are you really going to run to that Philadelphia? And now we got football.
Oh, the Eagles.
Now, football I love. I can't see a world without football.
Yeah.
The same way I can't see a world without basketball or baseball. Football I love. It is a little bit bigger of an audience, more people selling sweatshirts.
You take the Eagles fans, if you take that away from them, you thought they were angry before?
Before. Okay. But this is what's going to happen.
They'll be setting everybody on fire.
If they do open it to capacity, these cities are going to incite again going into the holidays.
Ay vey.
As tough as it is, what do you think every man now is telling you? This is going to be the toughest week we've endured. That's what you said 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, because this is just...
every state, and as long as every state is going through it, then they're going to start to mandate it and go state by state to see what's really going on with numbers. Oh, but if you fly... listen, if you fly into Dallas right now, what if you got to fly into Dallas August 8th? To do 3 shows with Andrew. You got to get there July 16th because you got to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's the problem with the flying.
So right now, nobody knows nothing. So what Eleanor is going to do is, Eleanor is going to hunker down.
And sell pictures of my feet.
She might have to cancel Hulu. She might have to cancel her water.
Yeah.
Thank God the gym is closing. So you, that saves you $89 a month. You know, things are also going to close and go away.
Yeah.
Which are going to save you a little bit of money. And then you're going to do spots at the store. You're going to do your podcast again. You're going to jump on shows. And when you're ready psychologically, then you get back on your plane. So do whatever. Go back to the lifestyle you were living.
Yeah. But it takes a minute.
It's going to take a minute, guys.
It's just the first, we stopped doing the Comedy Store podcast because Rick had to have a surgery. Then his daughter got sick. And it's a scary time. Like, and then I was like, all right, I'll figure out the techno part of it. And then you just take care of your family, you know, because I don't have kids or anything. So, and then my computer, I got like a weird virus. And I was like, oh, everybody has a virus. That's the whole thing. So then I just freaked out. I was like, I can't even buy a new computer. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess I can order it online, but I can't. I'd have to have somebody come set it. I got to start sleeping with Lee so I can get it to go right. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. Are we allowed to do that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Look at Lee. All of a sudden, he's in no fear.
No, that'd be great.
He's got no problem sleeping with me to fix my computer.
No. Yeah, you can just ask. Well,
you just got to ask.
Everybody's got a price. Everybody's got a price.
You got to wear your mask, though, Lee. I'm not fucking doing this.
Listen.
I need a ski mask and this.
Always remember one thing. As a comic and as a...
But whatever. I do miss doing the podcast, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I miss... I couldn't imagine not doing this twice a week.
Yeah.
This has to be done twice a week for me and for them.
Yeah.
They know.
It's so much fun. Yeah.
They know. They know exactly this is great to get out. And Tuesday, I do one with my daughter.
I love that.
I come here and do the science one with that lunatic. And last week, what was it? Television. So we covered the golden age of television, how it became, when it busted into cable and the networks, DirecTV. It was pretty interesting. No, last week was the piano. I'm sorry.
Oh.
And she brought an electric piano in and played songs.
Okay.
Because the school sent her a computer. It's got a program that you can play songs. Yeah. It tells you the keys.
Nice.
So she's over, and I'm over here fucking singing with her and shit.
Oh, that's great.
Yankee Doodle went to town. And I go, yay. And she goes, Daddy, there's no yay there. Don't worry about it. It was there. Every song she sings got a yay.
That's an ad lib.
And she loses her mind. Dad, it's not there. And then I'll show it to her. It says yay right there, but they took it out because it's in Spanish. I just torment her.
Adios. Are you teaching her Spanish?
Yes.
Good
talk
job.
To her a lot in Spanish. I talk to her a lot in Spanish. Yeah. She's not going to talk back to me.
Yeah.
But it's absorbing.
Yeah.
And the other day I asked her a question in Spanish, and she said yes. So I know that she's getting it.
I'm learning it, but only by watching Narcos. Yeah.
It's going to come to her. What season? Are you really watching?
I'm done. Yeah.
Tell me the truth. Did you really watch
it? It's one of the best series I've ever seen. I finished the last one already.
What did you think of this last series?
I thought it was great.
Did you like it more in the first
Philip.
Series?
Huh?
Did you like it more in the first season?
I love the Pablo. You mean that way? Or Narcos Mexico?
Narcos Mexico.
Okay. The first season of Narcos Mexico was excellent.
Excellent.
Loved every character. But the women more this season. I loved like hardcore bitches just stepping up to the plate.
That bitch
right?
is beautiful.
Right?
The big titted one?
Yeah. She fucked her over, boy.
She's single?
What?
She's single. She has like a fucking bull mastiff.
Dude, I'm watching this with my pants at half mast for both people, the women and the men.
What did I watch the other night? I watched.
But I got to read the whole thing, you know.
You have to pay attention.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is that I've read what they say. Half of it is completely different.
Well, because like, they have to translate it.
That's what I might do, Lee.
What's that?
That's my idea. That's where your idea comes in. Thank you very much.
What?
Okay, I don't know. What.
I'll Twitch Narcos and tell people what they're really saying.
See, the only problem is, you have to talk to somebody because I wanted to do something like that. It's just the copyright.
Well, Tony.
You mean when they put it in
Steve
English?
Simone said that Netflix is adding a feature.
You can type. You can type with them. You just can't hear them. That's the only bad part. Yeah. Okay.
What do you mean?
I thought we could have like a Narcos party.
Maybe we can't just do it until you get taken down.
Like a real spick telling you what he really said.
Oh.
Instead of what, because that's what happened.
When he bought him the tiger, oh, please. I was so excited.
Bro, I'll tell you, what about episode one of that shit?
Yeah.
Episode, even Callie. So this week I watched a couple episodes of Callie, but I watched the one at the end when the two gay guys came and hit him in the head with the bottle. Then he ripped him apart with a motorcycle.
First of all, I had the biggest crush on him, and I was like, ay, Dios, he's gay.
Yeah, he's gay. You
fucked
so up.
So hot. I was like, fuck. Listen, I go crazy from that
I
show.
Watched the fucking first four episodes of Narcos, and last night I watched the one, because episode three with Pablo is after he tells him he wants to be a candidate.
Oh, okay.
And then his wife goes home. He goes home. She's puking.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't want you close to him again.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't worry. This is just business. I don't want nothing to do with her. And then they show him fucking her. Fucking the chick in the pussy. And she's like, is this the way you fuck your wife? Standing up. And he fucking grabs her by the fucking throat. And he goes,
so
you ever say something about my wife, I'll fucking kill you. And she's like, and she's like, you understand me? I'll fucking kill you, dirty bitch.
It's so hot.
And he puts it down.
I hope you do it like that, Lee. I hope you're listening.
Lee doesn't have the balls to grab him by the throat.
Wear the gloves, too.
I want to grab you by the throat. It's against my... Get the fuck out of here. He grabs her by the throat. And then he lets it down. And she goes, I'm sorry, Pablo. Is there something I can do for you? And there's a slight pause. And she goes, how about you fuck me in the ass? And she turns over and you could just hear going, ha! And that's it. So now episode four opens up with Pablo when she's tied up. You don't remember?
Yeah.
She opens up tied up with lingerie on.
I'm going to rewatch it all. Because
like Kate Quigley on a hit of fucking roofie. Like Kate took a hit of roofie. The guy told her, don't worry, I'm going to get you a job. Just have this drink. And next thing you know, Kate wakes up.
I hate you.
With fucking... She's waking up on all five fours, and Pablo's got a gun. He's got a gun in a newspaper. And he's like, La Paisa de Robin Hood. And he throws the newspaper at it. And he's like, this is what you're telling people. She's got a fucking mask on and shit.
And she continued to fuck him after
that.
Oh,
yeah. He puts the gun to her throat. That was the game they played.
Yeah.
That was part of their game.
So hot.
He put the gun to her throat and tell her, is this what you want? And then you can see him just take the gun and put it all the way down between her legs, and he puts it between her pussy, and he actually starts fucking ramming a little bit. It's tremendous shit.
It's so good.
It's tremendous. That's episode five or four of a brand new show. Nobody takes chances like that. I feel bad because, and I'll say it for you, America.
I even
tried to watch Narcos. But the fucking subtitles are brutal.
I love it.
And you're not in the
mood. And I'm not even a fast reader.
And you're not in the mood for no meter motherfuckers. Like, man, I like Narcos, but I don't know. Them Mexicans talk way fast.
Fuckers.
I get it. It's tough. So maybe I'll do something where.
You could just say press play now.
Even
watch with you.
The Burt Reynolds DEA guy. He looks like a hot Burt Reynolds. The American. Well, he's
the
in
first season.
Yeah. Not the white, the gringo, but he's Spanish, but he works with America.
The gringo's the first guy that Liberace fucks when he cheats on.
Yeah.
When he cheats on Matt Damon with the dude in the movie. That's who the dude from Narcos is. That's what he'll always be remembered for.
Because
somebody in the room is going to say, you were great in Narcos.
He's like, oh,
you're going to pop
you're
up.
Even
it's
better.
Be you.
And me, I'm going to go, when's the guy in Liberace they got fucked in the ass?
Won't you leave me alone? No.
When are you going to do this? I can't wait. I want to be a part of it.
What's
or
that?
Watch it. This, you narrating, basically.
I
you
pick me up with Twitch, and I'll go on there one night.
Twitch.
Do four episodes. You got to smoke a joint before you do every episode. Something, just to fuck around.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Who, listen, how long?
Do we have
we
to
don't
live?
Know.
Yes.
So, with me, I am very insecure. I get all fired up. I go, fuck it. Let me go online and do a Periscope. And I go, nah. You know why? Because at 8 o'clock, I see people playing violins on there. I see people playing drums on there. I see so many people trying to get their art out there.
Same.
I'm like, how am I going to go out there and smoke a joint and call the people a cocksucker when there's people with actually the artists that are really trying to do shit for the community? I'm out there breaking their balls. I'm not doing it. That's the reason why I don't do it, because I feel bad every night.
No, you should do it.
That's not insecure. That's you being, like, sensitive.
I see these people.
I get insecure when I don't finish setting something up. I'm like, I did two videos for YouTube, and I still didn't put them up.
I see these people, you know, they don't give the audience a break. Give them a break. It's always a question. They send you this. They do this. The best of these celebrities, I'm going to tell you something. Celebrities have really fallen bad. If the New York Times had an article the other night, that celebrities are not going to fare well from this. You know, these guys that do the... First off, half of these motherfuckers are on steroids. I love the ones that are on steroids and tell you they're at the gym at 6 lifting weights. And you make $80 million a half a year. You got 82 people working for you.
Yeah.
You know?
That's my favorite.
You got if the American public, the fan base of all these suckers, because that's what they are. I love these guys that walk around, oh, I eat a clean diet. And meantime, they go up to, I know exactly where they go.
Uh-huh.
And the guy shoots them twice a week. They're going through the back door. Or they got enough money, the guy just comes to their house.
Yeah.
And he poses as a chiropractor, and they go in the back. He's going to stretch me out. And nobody knows nothing. He gives you two magic shots. You give him a check from a different account. And nobody knows nothing. And these are the guys I see the most doing all the exercise things. It's like, guys, get over here. And then I see the remarks from people in America. Like, oh, thank you. You know, shut up. You're working with a fucking cheater.
Yeah.
These people are fucking
cheaters. They're all cheating. And you know what? They're non-essential, these doctors, whatever. So they're going to go away. And in a couple months, you're going to see what these people really are, what they really look like, how they really, because there's no more cheating. You can't cheat. Now these doctors are going to go out of business. You don't think?
It's going to be an interesting new world. Yeah. It really is. It's
like our time to shine, the real people.
The only thing I'm excited about is getting on that stage. I got a 90-day trial. I got a 90-day to get my... 30 minutes.
Oh, you're giving yourself 90 days. Yeah, I got
90 it. Days at the
you're
store.
Treating it like insurance.
Nothing matters what comes out of my mouth. I got a date September 5th and 6th in Utah. I'll drive.
I got so many dates.
I got San Diego August 1st. I got Vegas July 31st. That's all that's officially in the books right now.
Wow.
Brea June 4th and the 6th. It's four shows. How many people can I possibly put in there? First off, I don't. If I'm doing any improvs or any clubs, I'm removing the first three rows.
Really?
I spit when I talk. I've been spitting when I talk since I was a kid.
Yeah, we can't go on with a thing on our face.
For years, people told me, give me the news, not the weather. For years, since I was a kid, people told me that. Bro, what was
it? But when you're on stage, no matter what, you get excited. Yeah, you get so excited, of course,
I'm removing the first three rows of every club I play.
What if we just put the big glass like the supermarkets do?
That's not.
Well, like Blues Brothers, because
that's not standard. That's communism.
That's communism.
We still have to have some energy flow with the fucking audience.
It'd just be a whole. You need a windshield wiper.
Organic. I don't want to do anything to freak the audience out. Any more than they are. I want them to come to this experience relaxed. And I'm going to put that in my riders and everything.
Okay.
You're going to have to get your own microphone. I want my I don't want my audience to sit there like...
Am I stand?
Am I going to... Now we have two different things. Am I going to get shot? Or am I going to get COVID? Does an asshole come in here and say, jihad kills... And shoots me with a fucking water pistol? Or does this fucking Swami from Salami coughing behind me, telling people it's his allergies, gonna give me COVID? We have so many things now that I have to compete with as a performer.
Can I ask you? This is kind of a weird thing to ask, but I was thinking about if I wanted to write jokes about what's going on. I was like, no, people aren't going to want to hear that. But I was also thinking, like, it's going to be disingenuous to just go up there doing the jokes I was doing before this.
No, so, like, but it's your point of view.
What are you guys' thoughts? Like, are you going to write about what happened?
You're going to write about what's going on in your world.
In your world.
Time.
Yeah, it's your point
it's
of view.
It's your world. You can't go up there with those jokes. Those old jokes are gone. It's a new you. You've just been... They just took away part of how the way you live. How are you going to go up there with an old joke?
Right, that's what I was thinking.
That was an old state of mind.
Yeah.
These jokes are coming from the new state of mind. Is there fucking COVID going to be mentioned? Yeah, it's going to be.
Yeah,
mentioned.
Is there going to be hack jokes about it? Yeah, of course.
You know
but
why?
There's your spin on it. When I was in, blah, 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 you know.
Eleanor's going to go up there and say, you know what? I don't give a fuck what anybody you motherfuckers said. It really scared me.
Yeah.
And you're going to go up there with your physicality and say, COVID could have sucked my dick. I was walking into McDonald's the day COVID busted. Look at me. I'm still alive. It pays to be a chubby guy. Whatever.
I'm
going to
say, fuck you guys for not paying for my feet. Whatever. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Okay, so everybody has a different thing here. Whatever you want to do, as long as you have a plan for what's coming, it'll make what's going on right now less sickening. Less sickening. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has a plan. You have one. If you don't have a plan, you better sit down like Pontius Pilate. Right now, Pontius Pilate is sweating. Jesus, they went to check on him, and he busted out of the grave.
That's so funny.
Lock up, send the Puerto Rican brothers, send the McNeelys, send everybody. Jesus is on the loose, and he ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you're like Pontius Pilate.
Oh, yeah.
You're calling ADP. You got lights going up. You got ring. This motherfucker busted out of a cave.
He's on the loose.
And left a noose, and left like a note. My father's coming. Some shit like
coming
that.
Coming for everybody.
Yeah.
Rick.
I'm coming for everybody. What the
fuck? My father
will
come down here and straighten out everybody.
Listen, I'm happy you took the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope the church family really appreciates
it. I love the church.
And they remember this forever that you came out in this.
I got gloves.
Which is tough. We all ready. Now I go home, I jump in the fucking shower, I wash, and we munch and we eat and.
Take like a Silkwood scrub down. Yep.
I'm watching the worst kids' TV. Listen, whatever problems I had, like I thought, if Jesus was going to put me in purgatory, I earned my stripes the last 3 weeks. I've been watching such bad cartoons. These kids don't even buy Popeye.
Oh,
I put Popeye on for her. She turned it off. She almost had a heart attack.
Really?
Why is she so skinny? Why is he beating up the big guy? They can't handle that shit.
Our shit was fucked up.
Where people were fucked up. The dude was chasing the rabbit. We tried to blow him up. Beep, beep. Whatever his fucking name was.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
These kids today got half a fag cartoons. They break into dancing for the beginning.
Everybody's equal.
Everybody's dancing.
Stop it. Yeah.
You know, you're really going to hang out with a Hindu kid. Really? Three white kids, they're really going to have a Hindu kid who's over there eating eggs in the corner. It's a realistic Disney.
Not
you know
in this new world. Not in the new world.
Not in this new world. That ain't going to happen.
You're a sick fuck. I love it.
I love you motherfuckers. And I love you for always supporting us and having our back Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday. Just like Apollonia before she got blown up.
Oh, my God.
You guys don't give a fuck, Jack. Let me see what I got here because my fucking glasses got all fogged up with this fucking mask.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, these masks, they just fog up your glasses. I'm trying to figure out what I could write on the mask so I could sell them for $1 a piece. Like suck my dick or stay away.
Cocksucker.
Cocksucker.
Science.
Or keep your libido away from
the church. Yeah, all kinds
something.
Of shit.
There's something I could send these motherfuckers. Boom, that's the wrong one. This is what you're looking for. Yeah, Eleanor, it meant the world to me when you said, because I would have done you with Zoom. I would have Zoomed you and then kept it on, and I would have Zoomed deep into your asshole when you didn't know.
I would have figured, I will figure out Zoom to get you on the Comedy Store podcast.
Fuck yeah.
I'm kidding.
Listen, everybody's avoiding crowds right now, but if you need to get to the post office, you might be running a small business trying to ship product of sending invoices. I can't blame you. But anything you can do with the post office, you could do with Stamps.com. And I got big news. Stamps.com is now working with UPS. Get more delivery options and all the great discounts on postage that you use to Stamps.com and UPS. My wife's been using Stamps.com forever. If you want me to sit here and tell you some bullshit story, it's not going to happen. It's the real deal. It's easier. It saves you time, and it saves you money. End of story. Stamps.com brings the post office to you. It's like Sophia Loren. You know what I'm saying? Skip the line. Print the postage 24/7. Any letter, any size package going anywhere in the world, right from your couch. And the best part is, the mailman will come and pick it up. Dun, da, da, da. There's no contract required. It's simple. You also get great discounts. Get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off shipping. Who's better than Uncle Joey? Nobody. And you save 62% on UPS rent rates. Plus, you never pay residual residential surcharges again. Guys, Stamps.com is a no-brainer, especially now. I'm saving you time, money, and I'm also keeping you safe. So right now, they got a special offer. You ready? Grab a pen. I'm going to give you a 4-week trial offer, free, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term contracts, no long-term commitments. It's easy. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and press church. That's Stamps.com and press in church. I told you, my wife's been with Stamps since we've been shipping T-shirts, sweatshirts, anything from JoeyDiaz.net gets shipped on Stamps.com. Do me a favor. Go to Stamps.com, press in church, but most importantly, stay safe, my friends. And also, here's the good one for you fucking animals of death, who I love more than ever, ever, ever. Everybody's trying to pick up a dime. Everybody's trying to pick up a nickel. I get you.
Yeah.
But right now, you got some fucking shitty watch you've been staring at. You got it. Got some girlfriend. Go fuck her. Take it down to the pawn shop. They're giving you an extra 20 right now.
Nice.
Take that money. You go to my bookie. Why? Why? Because you're going to spend another week at home. Everything's been canceled. They can't even build the fucking fight island fast enough. Danny's got 18 Mexicans out there working double time. Really? Yeah, good, right. I'll buy that when I see it. But there's one place where you can still get into the action. Head over to mybookie.ag/Joey and make some bets. You'll be supporting the church while also getting in on some only action available right now. I miss basketball. So do you. Well, I got good news. They started this week, the Horse Challenge, with stars like Chris Paul from Oklahoma and Trae Young from motherfucking Atlanta. The championship is this Thursday. Check it out on ESPN and go to mybookie.ag to play. They also got simulated games. They got the NBA 2K, NFL games on Madden, for soccer.
Oh, wow.
And the NCAA brackets. Hey, bro, they're going. They're reaching.
It's great.
They knew people at home scratching, ready to kill their wives. They don't need that aggravation. You got to give them some excitement. Action. And they got lines on soccer from all over the world. Belarus, Taiwan, Nicaragua, and Turkmenistan. These fucks don't stop. They don't give a fuck about the carnivores, darn, whatever. Nicaragua, that could be a fucking nuclear holocaust. Those motherfuckers are out there kicking soccer balls to Rod Stewart music. If you're playing casino games, that's more than. We got card games over at mybookie.net. mybookie.ag. They got card games with a live human dealer. And you play against other people. Real people. Not fucking computers. We're not with somebody rubbing up against you. Asking you stupid questions. Have you got COVID yet? I lost my eye in the war. I don't give a fuck. They got slot games. Poker. Roulette. Baccarat. They got everything. You don't have to wait till fucking Wuhan freezes over to get your bet on sports again. You follow me? I say something. Every time I think of Wuhan, I think of bats. I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, head over to MyBookie. They're giving you 50% of your initial deposit in bonus funds. That means if you put in a G-note, $1,000, they give you an extra nickel, just like that. More money in your pocket means you play with more opportunity to win. Open up your browser, punch in. Ready? MyBookie, MyBookie.ag/Joey, and get ready to make some geeters. That's it. Who's better than you? Nobody. Head over to the casino at MyBookie.ag/Joey. We're going to start you off with 50% off, all right? I want to thank Stamps.com, a tremendous service. I want to thank MyBookie.ag/Joey. I love you to death. I want to thank Eleanor Martinez putting it all together, this motherfucker. I want to thank the Flying Jew for being here. But most importantly, I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Without you guys, we'd have nothing. I hope that these podcasts are helping you during this tough time. We're just in here talking shit.
True.
Because this is what it's all about. Just taking your mind off of what's going on. And keep it off. Go get a notebook. Go start your own podcast. Go make candles. Go learn how to make biscuits. Go do something. You know what I'm saying? It's better than sitting there feeling sorry for yourself, waiting for the bluebird of happiness. That motherfucker hasn't showed in years, okay? He ain't going to show up. You got to assume he ain't going to show up. You want to be happy, you got to get yourself there on your own. I got anxiety out the ass. I'm over there hitting the bag. I can feel the fucking stroke going up my neck. But I keep punching. You know why? Because we're going to be fine and we're going to get this. We're going to get through this together like the church family will always do. Sending love out to Bob Lalinga. Sending love out to Hubster, Scott Cunningham. It's Chad Reader, all you motherfuckers. I know who you are. I've been watching you and Michael Kern, whatever your fucking name is, cocksucker. Kern Michael, I know you.
Michael.
You're good people. You're all good people. Thank you for keep writing stuff on the pages. A lot of babies being born, I keep saying.
Oh, shit.
Congratulations to a lot of you guys. So I know you're doing the right thing. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for being part of the church. And fuck them all.
Fuck them
you
all.
Did go to church today. There you go. They could all suck your dick. Oy. Kick this motherfucking mule, Lee.